No, I don't think Beanie Babies would be a particularly good choice for your mother's birthday. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, no. Beanie Babies and their ilk were not what your mother meant by, "I've always wanted a doll." But it is so very sweet that you remembered. What a thoughtful young man you are. Oh, it's abhorrent that you're still single. Girls these days. And such a cute blush, too. No, what your mother meant was, well, her parents, may they rot in turmoil, were. This requires a contextual aid. Where's the photo album we were looking at earlier? Oh! Now, let me find it. Here we go. Tell me, what do you see? No, that is, in fact, not some long-lost uncle. That is your mother. A bit startling, no? Well, your grandparents were obsessed with the whole celebrity scientist thing. They had this horrid belief that your mother was to be the next greatest mind the world had ever seen. And well, they raised her as such. Here, that is her childhood bedroom. No posters, no stuffed companions. Proper dystopian. Exactly. No frills or fun for our little scientist, just grayscale and textbooks like a textbook genius. That's why the sleepovers were always at my house. This is us, in my room, where the color scheme extended beyond single digit, and magazines were not a punishable offense. Ooh, there's your mother's pet feral cat, Socks. He lived behind the dumpster at the local bowling alley. The two of us at my birthday, a glamorous affair. Oh, feast your eyes, my first modeling gig. Now, isn't that a seductive young woman? That flustered blush face of yours. Oh, there's my first car. Her name was Vogue. Très kitsch, I know, but the constant declaration of, "I'm finally in vogue." How could I neglect the opportunity? Oh, sweetheart, you're too kind, but that was an abysmal joke. I appreciate it nonetheless. What woman wouldn't want praise from such an adorable young man? And there's the totaled wreckage of my first car. Oh, no. I was most certainly at fault. One's focus can only be used singularly, and I prioritized applying lipstick over watching the boring old road. But it is very congenial that my guilt wasn't your first assumption, sweetheart. Oh, of course people assume that, darling. Everyone saw a young, dumb damsel with her first car, and well, it's a stereotype for a reason. Oh, it gets worse, though. Really. Not only did I crash my first car, but I crashed it on my way to a boudoir shoot. Oh, just look at all that red velvet. Oh my, what's suddenly so interesting about my ceiling? Nothing, really. Then why on earth are you staring up there? Is there something disconcerting about the supple breasts of your mother's closest friend? Come now, sweetheart. You're hurting my feelings. Am I really that ugly? See? Nothing but a little skin, and even less lingerie. Ooh, this one's my favorite. I spent weeks stretching to get my back to arch like that, with my ass so perfectly curved in the air. And you know what? I'm still just as flexible. And it seems you've got the virility to match mine. Oh, dear. I can sense you've still got some trepidations. But I feel the way you look at me. It's so carnal. So, how about we let two consenting adults indulge their passions? Sweetheart, this is the part where you kiss me. Finally, such an eager young stud. Oh, my stars. That is the most pre-cum I have ever seen. Don't be embarrassed, darling. You've just gifted a mature woman with an ample supply of her favorite lube. My, my. Your cock is twitching. It's so ready to come. But I wouldn't dare waste such a precious load from my favorite boy. Now, now, sweetheart. Pouting doesn't suit your cute face. And besides, how can you fuck me properly with all these pesky clothes in the way? Patience, sweetheart. Be a dear and sit back down. Good boy. Do me a favor, darling. A mature woman like myself can get so insecure, and I do work so hard to keep tight and limber. So take your pants off. Stroke that beautiful cock of yours and admire me. This position is called revolved low lunge. Perfect for keeping our lips connected while you pound my ass with every inch of you. And this is a vertical standing split, because what's not to love about a woman who can put her legs behind her head? Last but not least, just like in the boudoir photo, what people online are calling the Jack-O pose. Well, sweetheart, I've been doing this since 2001, and I'm not fictional. Such a good boy, sitting so patiently and waiting. Well, you're oh so desperately horny. Fuck, I love young men. Those pheromones. I can breathe in your passion. Well, sweetheart, do you think I'm waving my drenched pussy in the air for fun? Get over here and fuck me. Oh, fuck, sweetheart. Holy fuck, your cock. God, I needed it in so bad. Are you okay? Oh, thank God. Good. I can't believe we both toppled over like that. Me? Oh, it's my fault. I'm fine. Oh, I would have been devastated if you got hurt or... Well, since we're already on top of each other... Twitching again, getting close. Oh, fuck yes, baby. Oh, on my face, that's right. Shoot all over my face. Baby, be a good boy and give me every last drop. Yes. Oh, baby, fuck. Oh, it's so warm. And the smell. Darling, fuck. Oh, I'm drunk on you. Such a delicious load. What now? You're so funny. Well, as much as I'd love to keep this lovely facial you've given me, I'll just have you trot over and grab me the lilac hand towel from the kitchen. Thank you, dear. You really are such an amazing young man. Wow. Now that I can see again, where on earth has the sun gone? My, my, Mr. Stud. Made me lose track of time, lost in your eyes. In all seriousness, would you like a ride home? Let me just finish getting cleaned up. Or perhaps, would you prefer to just stay the night?